On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
This next one will be right up your alley.
Okay. It's not going to be like Kaja Gugu versus the B-52s, is it?
Oh, damn it. You saw my sheet.
Oh, I think I actually sent you Kaja Gugu's greatest hits.
Yeah.
I actually listened to it. There's only three songs I actually like on the whole thing. It was pretty bad.
Well, I listened to Too Shy, and that was enough.
You know, the bass player in that band is like a big deal now. I guess he's
really
big in jazz fusion. He has Nikki Beggs. He's supposedly an amazing bass player.
Oh, he was good in Kaja Gugu. I mean, it's totally a bass-oriented band, but that's funny.
Guy went on to be a major star.
Who knows? All right. All right, boys and girls, time for another episode of Track by Track Battle, where we take two albums and compare them track by track, which makes some albums better than others and brings some bad albums out of the light. It's kind of interesting. We, depending on the running order, some albums may do better if they change the running order. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, and people out there, don't get bent out of shape. This is just a silly bit we made up. Again, way before Chris Jericho, but okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, so this time I have two albums by one of Mark's favorite bands, Twisted Sister.
Oh, yes. Love Twisted Sister.
So we're going to compare Under the Blade from 1982.
Yes.
And Stay Hungry from 1984.
Boom. I think I know which one is going to win in my book, but we'll see.
We'll see. Why don't you go ahead and tell me which album you think will do better?
Well, Under the Blade for me, probably.
All right.
I remember I got that. I think we went to one of those record conventions, probably, I don't know where, maybe Alexandria. You and I went there. And I saw the first album. It's on Secret Records. I picked it up, and I remember on the writing on the cellophane, it said something about they will, you know, steal your women and rape your cattle or something like that. I said, oh, I got to check this out. And I put it on. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was in Leesburg or something like that. We used to do that occasionally.
Oh, yeah. That was good times, good times.
They still have those around here, but
oh, they had one here. It was a complete joke. It was not even close to what it could have been.
Yeah.
But whatever. Hey, back in the day, import records were awesome.
Yeah, remember when our fingers used to get sore from going through the album covers at record stores? Oh,
hours and hours spent in record stores.
We wasted a lot of damn time, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, back in the day.
Yep.
All right, so let's go with Stay Hungry versus Under the Blade.
Okay.
All right, song number one off of Stay Hungry is the title track, Stay Hungry, versus What You Don't Know Sure Can Hurt You.
Oh, you know what I'm going with? What You Don't Know Sure Can Hurt You.
This is tight for me. I love Stay Hungry, but I got to go with What You Don't Know also.
Oh, that song rules.
All right, so that's 1-0 for Under the Blade.
Yep.
All right, song number two, which I'm sure you're going to say is overplayed, but we're not going to take it.
Okay.
Versus Bad Boys of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, we're not going to take it. It's definitely overplayed, but it's better than Bad Boys of Rock and Roll.
I agree. It's a great song, and it's overplayed for a reason. So I'm going with We're Not Going to Take It also.
Okay.
All right, so we're tied up. All right, song number three off of Stay Hungry is Burn in Hell versus Run for Your Life.
Ooh.
That That's a tough one.
Yeah, they're both great.
I got to go with Burn in Hell. That's one of my favorite Twisted Sister songs. And when they played it live, oh, they kill it.
I'm going to go Run for Your Life.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we have our first dissension. So neither album gets a point.
Yeah, but you know what? They both have so much energy and passion with both of those songs. You feel them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, picking these songs is almost like picking your kids. I mean, which do you like better? Ugh, almost.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch there. But
yeah, well, if we wrote these, I guess we'd feel that way. But okay, song number four, Hora Tierra, or Taria.
Which is the two songs put into one.
Yep, Captain Howdy and Street Justice versus Sin After Sin.
Oh. Sin After Sin is cool, but Horataria, Captain Howdy, and oh, got to go with that one. Love that.
I gotta agree. I love Captain Howdy, so I'm going with that one as well.
Talking about the judge, just returned from a three-drink lunch. I love that. That's such a cool song.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're on to song number five from Stay Hungry is I Want to Rock versus Shoot 'Em Down.
Shoot 'Em Down, easy for me.
Oh, yeah, totally. I Want to Rock is another one that's overplayed, but that one.
And that one's kind of generic, too.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the guitar sound on that song. I wish they could re-record it and just redo the whole sound. But
they did.
Well, they kept. They kept something because it's
no. They re-recorded that entire album. It's called Still Hungry because they weren't happy with the mix of that album and the production. And Still Hungry just pales in comparisons to Stay Hungry. I would
really
yeah. And it's funny because Under the Blade, I think slightly got when they put it on Atlantic, they touched it up a little bit and it wasn't as good. So yeah, sometimes just leave the shit alone, you know.
Stop messing with it.
Yeah, it's good the way it is. Leave it alone.
All right, so we're on to song number six, which should be an interesting battle here.
Yeah, by the way, what's our recap? What are we at right now?
We are at 2-2. Okay. We are tied.
All right.
Very interesting. So song number six, we have The Price versus Destroyer.
I hate The Price. Hate it.
So repetitive.
Ugh. And Destroyer is the heaviest slow tune you'll ever hear. Destroyer for me.
Yep, I got to agree with that one.
Doesn't seem like it's very hard to play, but it's awesome.
Yeah, says the guy that can't play an instrument.
Right, so I defer to you. You think that song is easy to play or hard to play? Destroyer. You're a bass player. Boom.
Yeah, it's not YYZ, but, you know, it's got its moments.
It rules. Love it.
Okay, so we're up to song number seven now.
Okay.
Off of Stay Hungry is Don't Let Me Down versus Under the Blade.
Under the Blade for me. Didn't have to take a second. Easy for me.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah, I got to totally agree with that one. All right, Under the Blade is starting to pull away. It's 4-2 now. So we're up to song number eight.
Okay.
We have The Beast versus Tear It Loose.
Tear It Loose for me.
Wow. I'm going to go with The Beast. I love that song.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not that I hate the Tear It Loose, but.
Yeah, I could have gone either way with that one, too.
Yeah. All right, so we're still 4-2. So the last song on both albums. Stay Hungry is SMF versus Day of the Rocker.
I got to go with Day of the Rocker for me.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say the same. That's a great song. Nothing against SMF, but, you know.
I don't think that song aged that well.
No.
You're an SMF. Yeah, great when we were 19 and 20, but 50-year-olds, not as cool. Didn't age as well.
All right, so I think we have a pretty clear winner here. We have two votes for Stay Hungry and 5 votes for Under the Blade.
Right, and Stay Hungry probably sold in the 4 or 5 million range, and Under the Blade's probably at 300,000 maybe.
Right.
I always loved Under the Blade, especially the original version. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we've just proven it's a better album, so there you go.
So everybody needs to go buy, if they probably already have Stay Hungry, so go out and buy Under the Blade, the original version. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Great, great album.
All right, on that note.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for another episode of Cover This, where we play a 30-second clip of a cover, and you out there driving your truck or sitting at home in front of your computer have to guess the original artist, the song, and who is covering it. And Danny's going to do his best to help you out.
Yeah, let's see if we can do this.
This one, let me think. This particular cover, this one is a tough one.
Oh, jeez.
So go ahead and play it. Any clue?
The singer sounded like John Corabi.
That is John Corabi, but what band is that?
What is that band he's in? Shoot, I'm thinking Revolution Saints, but that's not it. Dead Daisies?
You would be correct. So you got that part.
Okay.
And you know the name of the song by any chance?
No idea.
Oh, I'll give it to you. Midnight Moses.
Midnight Moses.
Obviously. Now, here's a tough one. Who originally did that song? It's an English band. A 70s English band.
70s English band. I'm going to say Slade.
That would be incorrect, but in the ballpark, though. Same era.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get this.
I'm drawing a blank.
That was the Sensational Alex Harvey Band.
Yeah, I'd never gotten that.
And the song Midnight Moses, that's a band I was familiar with, but I was never a fan of. And I watched the video of the original song Midnight Moses by the Sensational Alex Harvey Band. It was pretty interesting. It was fun because the lead guitarist has all white face, and he looks like a mime.
Right.
And the lead singer, I think it was Alex Harvey, he looks like a dirt bag. He must do this for the video because he gets really close and they show his teeth. And he looks like he was chewing tobacco because you can see the tobacco in between his bottom teeth.
Oh, jeez.
I think he did it on purpose. But the actual the band doing the song, they're lip syncing it. It's pretty cool. So if you get a chance, go watch Midnight Moses by the Sensational Alex Harvey Band.
All right.
Pretty cool the way they do it, but I don't know any other songs by them. So,
I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, so if you see it, you go, oh.
I know the Classic Rock magazine always has stuff about them. Like they're one of their main go-to bands sometimes.
Yeah, the lead singer died early, maybe in the 70s when he died, or early 80s. But it was a band I checked out at the time back then, and I didn't like.
Yeah,
but I like this particular song. I couldn't tell you if I like the other ones. So,
well, I like that version of it. I'm a big John Corabi fan. So,
yeah, John Corabi does not suck.
Man, I did not like the treatment he got in the Motley Crue movie.
Yeah, they put somebody who looked like Gary Cherone.
Yeah, what the
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, but the Motley Crue dirt movie. Yeah, it was okay.
We ought to, let's have another session sometime where we can talk through that.
Yeah, well, maybe next time we'll get together and we'll review the dirt. I'll watch it again. And just like the Queen movie, there's a lot of historical inaccuracies and timeline issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll do that another day. But I think it's time.
I still need to see the Queen movie.
Queen movie's better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard it's great.
I wouldn't call it great. It's better. But I told you that the two guys who play Freddie and Brian nail those parts.
Oh yeah.
And the last part of the movie is Queen doing the Live Aid performance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one take thing. Rami Malek studied it. Perfect. They did it one time.
Wow.
And it worked.
Nailed it.
Yep, big time. So
it's your turn to play a cover song. So go ahead and play it.
So you got one for me. Am I going to get this one?
You'll know the song. It's not really hard rock, but you'll know the song. I don't know if you'll know who the artist is, and I will be shocked if you get the original.
Okay, let's try it out. Play along at home.
Now, baby, you know my love will never stop. Now, baby, just put your loving in my box. Now, baby, wrap it up. I'll take it.
Wow. I think I know the original artist in the song, but I have no idea who's covering that. The original artist is the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
No, that's the covering band.
Oh, so this song, so the covering band is the Fabulous Thunderbirds. The song is Wrap It Up.
Yep.
And that's a cover of something. Wow.
Yeah, cover from late 50s, early 60s.
Holy smokes. Is it a band or a particular one person?
It's a duo.
It's a duo from the 1950s. I mean, there's only a couple.
Two guys.
Are they brothers?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Jan and Dean.
No, that is incorrect.
My other guess was the Everly Brothers.
No.
Oh, God.
There was a tour by the same name many, many years later.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Is it Sam and Dave?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Whew. But I still got it wrong.
Oh, third time's a charm.
Man, I knew the Fabulous Thunder. I didn't know it was the cover. I couldn't tell. Well, now I know one Sam and Dave song.
Yep. Man. Good. Oh, you know a lot of Sam and Dave songs.
I do?
It's funny. You probably think most of them are Beach Boys, but yeah, Sam and Dave, they were huge. Huge.
I'm sure they got ripped off and didn't make a penny, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Music industry sucks. Well, that was a good one. I didn't know that was a cover to begin with. I should, man.
Yeah, I didn't either. I saw that in my list and thought, wait a minute. Okay. Sam and Dave do a version of this? I can't. There's no possible way that they could have done it as them covering Fabulous Thunderbirds.
All right, who's the guitar player in Fabulous Thunderbirds?
Stevie Ray's brother.
What's his name?
Jimmy.
Yes, good one. I guess there's a documentary on Steve Ray Vaughan's, like 6 hours. It's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either, but it would be very interesting, I'm sure, because the guy was phenomenal.
Yeah, cool. All right, I think we're done with that one.